welcome back to the Hiring Advantage podcast. I'm Chrissy, and there's so much exciting things happening at Hiring Advantage at the moment. So we've gotten really busy winning some new clients on the hiring outsourcing side of the business. So that's where we do the recruitment for you. And it's just a few short weeks away until we reopen for Hiring Playbook round two. So in the next few weeks of podcast episodes, I'm going to have some of the amazing beta testers who took part in the first round come on and share their experiences and really talking about hiring and how that sits in their niches. So quite different businesses. And they're going to talk to you about how the Hiring Playbook works for both those type of businesses. So I have one person who's a very niche business coach. She's going to talk about what she's learned from hiring so that she can help her clients, and also how she can build that strategy and that vision around how she wants her coaching business and team to look like. And then the other business is a very specialist healthcare service. So she's niches down, she uses NDIS, and her business got the potential to grow a really large team. So she really needs to nail those hiring processes so that she can hire similar roles over and over again. So I'm really excited for you to hear all about that and what their experiences have been of working with me and the Hiring Playbook. Now, weather's warming up. We're definitely on that countdown to Christmas, guys. So I think this timing of the Hiring Playbook opening up, and it will be a smaller group, so I'm not going to be taking lots of people. But the reason I'm doing it this time of year is because for businesses who really thought that this year was going to be, so 2022 was going to be the year that they grew and hired teams, and maybe they just didn't get to that, I want you to be set up feeling really strategic, really aligned, have all the templates, all the processes, all the theory and all the knowledge, and be ready to go and hit the ground running at the start of 2023. So the program is an 8-week program. And by then, you'll be pretty confident to go and hire. And the thing is, you have me as a coach for life. So there is a container which you can contact me and feel supported along the way. But if you do know that next year, the start of next year, you're going to be hiring, you're going to be growing, this is such a great time for you to join up, because you can get all of that learning under your belt, have all the processes and all of the templates, and be ready to go in the new year. So it's such an exciting time. So the title of this episode is, we're going to talk all about the hiring cycle. So there's been a few episodes that talk about the strategy. So what you need to do first, the things you need to understand. We've talked about resource forecasting and generally having a bit of a plan for your business and how you're going to hire. But I've talked to certain steps in the hiring process. I wanted to give you a really good overview of each time you go to hire. So either you create a new role in your business, or someone leaves and you need to backfill that position, what that hiring cycle looks like. And the reason it's a hiring cycle and it's not a flat line is because if you're really strategic, and we talk about strategy all the time, but if you're really strategic, you should have a vision and a plan and an org structure, essentially, of what your business looks like and what roles that you have, what roles are coming up, and then you should be refilling them. So the reason that it's a cycle and not a line, so not like a process line, is because once you've created a position, so let's say in my business, it's a recruitment business and I have a team of recruiters who sit underneath me. If my recruiter, Sophia, leaves, hopefully not, please don't leave, Sophia, you're fantastic. But if Sophia leaves, I would be filling her position. So it's a sort of a cycle from that position being vacant, being advertised, being shortlisted, being screened, the interviews and selection, the offer onboarding, engaging her and having her on board. And then if she hands her notice in, and then I start the hiring cycle again, if that makes sense. So that's why we always talk about it in terms of a cycle. So I'm going to walk you through the different steps in the hiring cycle so that you know what to expect at each level and what sort of entailed, and then my recommendation for a process and exactly what I teach people in the Hiring Playbook. So this is a process that you can take away and you can document, but this is what we dig into really deeply, and I have all of the guides and all of the systems and all of the processes to support people with these processes in that container. So initially, you decide that you're going to hire a role. So either, as I said, a role's become vacant or you've created a new role. You need to do the planning and preparation for that role. So this is things like understanding the salary of the role. It's going on fair work, understanding the minimum pay, the award type. You need to understand what engagement type you're going to bring that person on. So you're going to have them as a full-time permanent employee, Are you going to hire them as a part-time permanent employee? Are you going to hire them as a casual? So what is that engagement type? What do you need to bring them on? And then you need to have an understanding of what the minimum requirements are for that. And then you need to start thinking about contracts and all of those things. So you also will need to plan and design a job description. So this part of the hiring cycle, this is like your kickoff. This is your pre-hiring. So I actually have created a mini course for you. The link is in the show notes, but it's called the Ultimate Pre-Hiring Checklist. And I talk through this in a lot of detail. And this is really the first step. Now, I give you a really good overview. I tell you where to go. Definitely something that you want to watch to get a bit of a feel for how you're going to learn to hire. And this is a really comprehensive checklist, and it talks you through all the steps that you need to do to get going. And then it will point you right up to the point where you're writing a job description. So I've touched on job descriptions before. Job descriptions are a lot more comprehensive than adverts. They are more of a tool to be used in your business, and it's an accountability tool, but it's all the information of the job description, the tasks, the reporting lines. It's quite a detailed document. So once you have created your job description, you understand all your financial elements for your role. You understand what engagement type you're hiring them for. You're feeling really researched. And research is another thing that we dig into a lot. So looking at comparative adverts, comparative salaries, and really understanding that. As I said, you can check out the pre-hiring checklist mini course for that. That will give you a lot more of an overview. Quite a comprehensive step, but that's before you really kicking off your hiring process. Now, for me, where you're kicking off your hiring process, which is your process within your cycle, is at the point where you are advertising the role. So in order to create an advert, it's why I always recommend to the people that I coach that you write your job description first. Your job description is longer, it's more detailed, it's got a bigger structure to it. A job advert is, as I talk about on the podcast, it's the trailer to your movie. So it's not the full movie. It's a segment of the highlights, and it's also a bit of a sales pitch to get people to work for your company. So it's going to have an overview of the company. It's going to have why they should work for you, what's in it for them. And it talks about a day in the life, which is all a sale. And it gives more information of why they should work for you and what they're going to get out of this role. And then the requirements, the minimum requirements you need for them to apply for this role. So you're going to do a lot of work on getting your advert up to scratch after you've written your job description. And then you are going to place your advert on the appropriate forum. So I always recommend that you do post on a job board, and then you channel all of your applications into that job board. So for example, a lot of the time with my clients, they will advertise on both Facebook and on Instagram, but they will funnel everyone to that job board advert. So they basically post and they put a link, and then you just only review applications that go into your job board. So you're always comparing like with like. It's very, very valuable, saves you a ton of time, and it's a much better experience for the applicants. So you're going to advertise, you're going to work at an advertising budget, you're going to post that, and then you go into shortlisting. So once your applications are coming in, you usually have, I recommend a sourcing period of 2 weeks initially, see how you go, but usually that works quite well. And then you need to go and you need to review all of your job applicants. So the first step is planning preparation. The second step is advertising shortlisting. Again, I work with my clients to give them really comprehensive guides and done for you templates on how to shortlist. The next step after this is applicant screening. This is so, so important. So you're going to start to go in and shortlist and call some applications who completely don't make the mark. And then people who do sound quite good, highly, highly, highly recommend that you are screening them. So you could, there's two different parts of your screening. So you're looking for their footprint online. So you're looking at their social media, their LinkedIn, their Facebook, their Instagram, whichever is relevant for the role. And then you're also picking up the phone and having a chat with them. The reason I highly recommend a phone screen is because if you bring someone to interview and you know, oh no, within the first 5 minutes, they're just not right for you, you're stuck in that interview for an hour, and it's a massive waste of your time and a massive waste of their time. Your screening process can be very structured and reasonably swift. But again, I provide that template of these are the questions you ask. This is what you need to know. This is how you measure against the role. But let's say you've got 5 applicants that you think are great and worthy for a phone screen. You're taking 10, 15 minutes to phone screen them. That's like an hour to an hour and a half of your life. Versus if you liked all of those applicants and you brought all 5 of them into interview, and it was an hour interview each, In addition to the half an hour prep beforehand, the half an hour writing up your notes afterwards, so 2 hours times five is 10 hours of your life. So an hour and a half of your life versus 10 hours of your life. And then what I'm recommending is you're going to phone screen those people, you're going to applicant screen them, and then you're going to know who are the best sort of 2, 3, 4 people to take interviews. And these numbers are not exact, it's going to depend on your role, but typically you're going to bring in about 3 people to interview. So that's only like 3 hours of your life, right? But we talk in massive detail about interviewing, the how, the why, the things that you should prefer. I actually give a interview template, so a matrix to take into your interview to write your notes on. And then I also have given the playbook applicants 100 interview questions, and they're all broken down into categories. So if you need to understand what their communication style is, there's 5 different questions in that 100 question category, and there are 20 categories and 5 questions for each. So it's super, super comprehensive. It's all done for you and it all fits into a structure. But we also talk through interview preparation, interview logistics, and that is allowing you to be super, super prepared, as well as we do really intensive interview training as well, because I want all the people who work with me to be the best interviewers. You do not want to go to all the hassle of going through a recruitment process and then not being a great interviewer. And I give you all the skills and tools to be able to do that. The next stage in the hiring cycle is offer. So you've done all your interviews, you've got your matrix, you've measured them, you've decided who is the right person for your business, then you're gonna put out an offer. So we've got here offer phone scripts, offer letters, all the things that you need to cover, how to make sure you're not being discriminatory, how to manage pushback in difficult conversations, how to negotiate rate, all of those things. And they're all things you need to consider in that hiring cycle. And the next thing is onboarding them. So we offer them, then we onboard them. So it's all about making this experience fantastic, keeping them really, really highly engaged. And then we talk a little bit about the ongoing employment engagement. I also have in the container a masterclass with a HR specialist, so Amy Jane HR. And she really talks about their employee engagement because it's so, so important. And it's really stepping up into that leadership space. And then the last step of the process is offboarding, which is if someone hands in their notice or if you have to terminate someone. So we touch on that. I have had lots of questions about that in the container, and that is something I've coached people through. So absolutely cover everything in that end-to-end cycle. So if you're thinking about hiring, they are all the steps that you cover in every single hiring process, regardless of whether you're hiring a casual or whether you're hiring a full-time employee. You are going to do all of those steps, or some people miss out screening, which I think is a huge mistake because it's such an important step. So to recap, planning and preparation, advertising and shortlisting, applicant screening, interviews and selection, offering on board, employment and engagement, and offboarding, and then back to planning and preparation. And then something that we cover massively in the hiring playbook is that start with strategy. So always being strategic. Every time we hire a role, we want to be going back to our overall business strategy, and particularly our hiring strategy, to make sure a few things. We are hiring this role in line with our long-term business goals, that this role that we're hiring is going to support us in getting to our own CEO role. What is the point in hiring someone if it's not pushing you and pushing your business forward? But I want to be really strategic, and I want to make sure every time you hire, it's measured. And then it also goes in line with your resource forecasting, so your financials. So we need to be really strategic about that every time we hire. Now, the feedback I'm getting on this method and then on the strategy section, which is huge, I can't talk highly enough about it. It's just how excited people get and how they've got these skills for life. You do get, as a part of your program, and I'm lifting it up here, sorry for the rustling, the hiring playbook. So it is a 70-page workbook where we talk through every single step in your hiring process, and you get to keep that for life. And then I can make all of the templates printable. So it's a mix of guidance, coaching, and then you actually get all of those tools and materials. So you'll be able to implement into that business and use it for life. So the doors for the hiring playbook are opening so, so soon. If you've not popped your name on the wait list, absolutely do, because there will be fantastic early bird discounts. You'll get priority access. And if you pop in a podcast code, which is coming up, it will be on the next episode show notes, I will get you some sneaky extras as well. So if you love listening to the podcast, I know that you're going to love the playbook. And I so hope to see you in that container. I cannot wait for you to listen to the next episodes with Sammy and Louise, where we talk through their experiences. But I talk all the time about hiring because I'm so passionate about it. It's obviously the Hiring Advantage podcast. I've worked in hiring and recruitment for over 12 years, but it is my goal to get any woman in small business who wants to grow and hire a team to do just that. And there's so many reasons why. Like, I've just gone through a massive upheaval in my personal life. I've gone through a marriage separation, and my team has freaking carried me for 2 weeks while I've moved my house and I've done the work I needed to do. But mostly I've stepped out of the business and my team has supported me to look after my clients. Listen to the podcast with M. Sparrow, with Steph Gorton, with Serena. I've got one coming up with the amazing Regan from CreateCom. But they really, really talk about the before and after of their business, before they had a team or when they were solo, and then when they had a team and how alive they felt and how supported they felt. And it is just this like absolute line that goes down the history of their business. But real money and real growth comes from scaling and hiring a team. And I so want to support you to get there. So check out Instagram, check out the feedback from the playbook and the testimonials, and you'll hear from Sammy and you'll hear from Louise. But if you've got any questions, you can always book in a call with me or shoot me a DM. But I am so passionate about this. I know it gets results and I know I can help you to scale and grow your business. So I think really it's just a question of, is this the right time for you? And if you even sitting on the fence, let's talk it out. Maybe it's this year, maybe it's next year, but I see you, girl. I know you want to grow and I'm going to help you get there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've got any questions about hiring processes or the hiring cycle and you want to chat to me, you know where I am. Thanks again for listening. Have a great one. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hiring Advantage podcast. If you have any questions or love the show, head over to @HiringAdvantage on Instagram and let me know. If you learned something today, it would mean the absolute world to me if you left a review or shared this with someone else that you think would benefit from this knowledge. Until next time, happy hiring, queens.